finish that pudding, then we can record a boo at the next place.
Because it'll be too loud.
Okay.
Although it might be quite funny. Now, you see, if we go to Heroes where it's quite loud, I'll probably be very silly.
If we go to somewhere boring, like a
beer pub.
Finish your coffee.
I am finishing it.
Head out to Heroes. Head out to Heroes.
Dan was just talking about his melted cream egg that melted in his school trouser pocket. And his mum wasn't very pleased when he was a kid. And my sister, when I was 6 and a half, it was Christmas. And she put my stocking in the bed next to me. She wanted me to wake up. It was Christmas morning. And she thought if my stocking was next to me on the pillow, I'd wake up quicker. Except it didn't work. And then when I woke up and opened the stocking and looked in what was in there, one of the things was a very squashed, well, it had been a chocolate Black Peter, you know, like in Dutch Christmas they have Black Peter as well as Santa Claus. And he takes away naughty children in a sack, so you've got to be good, otherwise you'll get taken away in a sack. And
but he was a squashed Black Peter.
He really was completely flat.
Oh no.
Because I'd laid on him in my sleep in the stocking. He stayed in the packet. And when I touched him, he was solid again, but he was very, very flat. And probably didn't look anything like Black Peter anymore.
Flat Peter?
It was more like Flat. Hey, that's like Flat Stanley, that book that you might read as a kid.
That's like, do you remember the storyteller tapes thing?
It's like Follocks, I suppose.
Yeah. Perhaps that's what Follocks are, flat Follocks.
Actually, there's a cat, we've got a cat living near us. His name is Pollocks, which I think is a bit of a name for a cat.
Oh dear.
Yes, it's a very good GNS, of course, but I think it's a bit of a weird thing to call a cat.
Well, my uncle had a cat called Colin.
Colin?
Yeah. And then there was another cat called Carrot, which is quite random.
Carrot? As
it was half a carrot and half a parrot, because he used to go round on my granddad's shoulder on the tractor when he was on the farm.
Random.
And he was a carrot, so he was half a cat, half a parrot.
Random.
Well, that's his humour. It's a shame I'm not going down there tomorrow. I couldn't do that in a day. It's too far. And also my granddad can't drive. So
he used to, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he used to up until about 5 weeks ago. So he's going to do it, get a scooter, mobility scooter.
Noel's got one of those and it's got a hooter on it and goes
mobility scooter Grand Prix.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I'd love to go to the mobility scooter Grand Prix.
He's got a hooter like that on his walking frame as well.
Can't take you anywhere, can we?
That was pretty big. What have you been eating, Fiona? Was that a move?
Yeah. Oh, so I suppose.
Hurry up and finish your pudding.
I finished it.
Let's get out of
right,
here.
Let's get out.
Come on.
Do you want your after eight, or is that not a good idea?
Here, no, we'll
here
have
you
me.
Go. I'm going to sort the bill out. I'll see you in a minute.
We're on the multi table. That was a rip. I think it's equal between the sexes, blokes and girls. Oh my god.
It doesn't smell.
No, it doesn't. It's as good as I can do. Oh, Fee, what a nice farting boom. Still recording that.
I am.
Oh, brilliant.
He's only got 13 seconds left now.
Farting boom.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, it's nearly finished now. I hope you enjoyed my 13 minutes.